Michael, thanks for joining us this week for the Monday Business Watch. You've been covering some stories on how some area businesses have been impacted by the public health emergency in New Mexico to fight the spread of COVID-19. So let's start off by talking about a story you did about how restaurants in New Mexico are being impacted by this public health emergency order. Now, I know you recently talked to the New Mexico Restaurant Association. What are they concerned with right now?
Yeah, well, Anthony, I talked to actually Carol White. She's the CEO of the New Mexico Restaurant Association, so she's speaking on behalf of a lot of different restaurants. If you remember, the restaurants were one of the first to close down under some of Michelle Lujan Grisham's emergency orders. Those restaurants had to lower their capacity, and then eventually most of them that were able switched to delivery or curbside service only. But what White was saying was that a lot of these restaurants, they can't make that switch to curbside or delivery only because it's sales-wise, it's not worth it for them, where the number of sales they're going to be doing on a purely delivery basis or purely pickup, it's not worth the operating cost. So she's been trying to, with her association, form a set of guidelines that these restaurant owners can submit to the governor to hopefully open businesses or restaurants, I should say, back up with similar social distancing guidelines that we saw possibly earlier on, such as spacing out tables or limiting the number of people that can be in those restaurants. But she also said that they want to do other things like requiring their employees to wear masks and gloves at all times, all employees, and maybe trying to do something like having disposable paper menus or removing condiment bottles and other things from tables that people frequently touch more than once if there's, you know, multiple customers coming in. So the restaurants are, they definitely, at least Carol, she understood that the reasons for the closures, but she emphasized that people are suffering from loss of income, loss of jobs, not being able to pay their bills during this time. So she was kind of emphasizing to me that she doesn't want to worsen the health risk, but she conveyed that it's hard to overlook the economic hardship that's happening.
Okay, obviously that's an industry that's been affected. Now I want to move on and talk about a local story you did. You spoke with the Las Cruces business. They said that right now with the public health emergency order in effect to fight the spread of COVID-19, it's sort of created what they say is an unlevel playing field with small businesses and big corporate chains that may be able to also sell essential items right now. Can you kind of enlighten us on what you found out?
Yeah, I think the best way to explain it, and I reached out to the governor's office when I did this story for comment, and they basically said that they're not trying to prioritize these big box retail stores like Walmart and Target. There's nothing in the emergency order that says that chain retail gets to stay open while small businesses get to close. But the effect has been that Walmart and Target, these places, they sell essential supplies like groceries and they sell toiletries and other things. So they've been able to stay open. You know, smaller grocery stores are able to stay open as well because they're selling food. But the non-essential retail, like an electronics shopper or a furniture store or something, those places have had to close. But small business owners have complained. And we heard this earlier this week when the state Republican Party held a virtual press conference, is that the mom and pop shop are suffering from an uneven competitive advantage now because these places like Target and Walmart, not to target them specifically, but are still able to sell the same non-essential supplies that a straight-up non-essential retailer has been forced to shut down.
Okay. Thanks for that update. Michael McDevitt is a reporter with the Las Cruces News. Michael, thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you all soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a good day.